Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 4. The History of the Ark and the Tabernacle. Related Verses. 1 Samuel 4:11. And the Ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died. Revelation 3:19-20. As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. 1 Samuel 4:21-22. And she named the child Ichabod, meaning, the glory has departed from Israel, because the ark of God had been taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, the glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been taken. 1 Samuel 2:30b-35. Far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who spurn me will be lightly esteemed. And I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, who will do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he will go before my anointed continually. 1 Kings 8:48. And if they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, who have carried them captive, and they pray to you toward their land that you have given to their fathers, the city that you have chosen, and the house that I have built for your name. Jeremiah 32:39. And I will give them one heart and one way, to fear me all the days, for their own good and for the good of their children after them. Related Reading. Israel was foolish in their degradation because they did not trust in God. Rather, they trusted in the systems ordained by God. In their situation, they should have repented, made a thorough confession, and returned to God from their idols. Instead, they exercised their superstition to trust in the ark. Their past told them that quite often when the ark of God moved, there was a victory. But this time, their situation was not right. In their degradation, they offended God to the uttermost, and God left them. Eventually, instead of the ark saving Israel, the ark itself was captured. When the wife of Phinehas, who was pregnant and about to deliver, learned that the ark had been captured and that her husband and her father-in-law had died, she bowed down and gave birth to a son. She named the child Ichabod, meaning no glory, indicating that the glory had departed from Israel. Glory is God himself. When God departed, the glory departed from Israel. During the time of Eli the priest, the people of Israel failed God. They were sinful in the eyes of God. They were wrong with God, yet they still went on to fight the battle. Of course, they were defeated. If we are rightly related to God, we can never be defeated. When we are wrong with him, we must be defeated, for the ground is lost. We must learn this vital lesson. Although the Israelites were defeated, they would not learn their lesson. They would not be judged and dealt with by the Lord. Rather, they developed a certain superstitious attitude concerning the power of the ark of God. Because they were wrong with God, they misused the ark. They superstitiously planned to let the ark fight the battle for them. The ark did not help the Israelites. They were defeated, the ark was captured, and the two sons of Eli the priest, the two leaders, were killed. The glory of God departed from Israel, and the tabernacle was left empty. The ark was indeed powerful, for it did protect itself. After defeating the people of Israel in battle, the Philistines placed the captured ark in their own temple and in so doing, their idol was defeated. Eventually, the Ark even defeated and subdued the Philistines. The Philistines had vanquished thousands of the Israelites in battle, but they could not vanquish the little Ark. Eventually, they decided to send the troublesome Ark back to the Israelites and did so, sending it to Beth Shemesh. Upon receiving the Ark, the people of Beth Shemesh dealt carelessly with it, and many of them were struck by the Lord. The Beth Shemeshites then sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath Jeharim, asking them to take the Ark to their place. Hence, the men of Kiriath Jeharim fetched the Ark and brought it into the house of a priest named Abinadab, where it remained for 20 years. The situation was indeed abnormal. The tabernacle with the altar was in Shiloh, but the Ark was in Kiriath Jeharim. The content was separated from the vessel, and the vessel was left empty. This situation prevailed until a full recovery was realized by the people of Israel. The Ark must be in the tabernacle. If we would have a normal church life, we must have Christ, the Ark, and the church, the tabernacle. All these events in the history of Samuel, Saul, and David occurred with only one object and purpose in view: God's building.